This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death, as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet play, a survival guide to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos Party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government during the invasion of Russia. Umerov played a leading role in Ukraine's delegation for the United Nations-backed Black Sea Grain Initiative and prisoner exchanges. Last week, as Hurricane Idalia was bearing down on the state of Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his 2024 presidential campaign to take care of Florida business. In a press conference, DeSantis reminded potential looters, "You never know what you're walking into," and cited his prior work in dealing with looters during and after Hurricane Ian 1 year ago. Some did not listen, as two unidentified people were charged with looting a home damaged by Hurricane Idalia in Florida's Big Bend region. Each of the suspects was charged with multiple offenses, including burglary of an unoccupied dwelling during an emergency, grand theft, and trespassing. The bail amount for both was set at $1 million each. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A new survey reveals more and more Republicans want presidential candidate Donald Trump back in the White House. Laura Winters explains.
A new Wall Street Journal poll finds Donald Trump on top by a wide margin. If the primary were held today, 59% of registered Republican voters would pick the former president. That's up from 48% back in April. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slipping big time in the new poll. He's at 13%. That's down from 24% in April. Nikki Haley in third place with 8%, and Vivek Ramaswamy at 5%. The indictments and mugshot of Donald Trump not having the intended effect Democrats apparently were looking for. The poll taken after the first Republican debate, which Trump did not participate in.
The Minnesota Department of Corrections says a situation at the Stillwater Prison has been resolved after an emergency lockdown yesterday. The DOC reports inmates have returned to their cells after about 100 of them refused to do so Sunday morning. An emergency lockdown was issued starting around 8 a.m. local time for the incident. In an update in the afternoon, the DOC said the incident was resolved without incident, adding everyone was back in their cells. The DOC blamed dissatisfaction among inmates over modified cell release schedules over the holiday weekend for the incident. Activists claim lack of access to clean water drove the emergency. DOC officials say those claims are false. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's time for Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, made it home safely from Maui, and good to be talking to her again. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm glad you made it back from Maui okay. It was quite the ordeal, that took place. And, of course, still so much to understand what happened on the island. And, of course, Joe Biden did himself no favors in shaming himself and the American people the way he represented the office of the presidency in front of the people there in Maui.
I actually watched the press conference that they held and listened to the whole thing where Biden mumbled and bumbled through his statement. I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was completely embarrassed. I was shocked. The fact that he even mentioned his quote-unquote
kitchen fire.
Garage fire, whatever, fire. It was just so inappropriate. The whole entire comment was so inappropriate that somehow, he understands the fear and the pain that the people of Lahaina are going through because his kitchen fire that was put out in 20 minutes that nearly destroyed his cat and his Corvette he understands their pain. And he even mentioned this Corvette and this cat.
Yes,
and I'm
exactly.
like, what is going on here? You are literally standing on a graveyard of nothing but ash, and you have the audacity, I guess, to talk about yourself and how you can relate because your cat nearly died in a fire? Who does that?
Yeah.
After we've got, you know, and I think the death count, honestly, is going to be, is going to far exceed the report.
Oh, without
because
a doubt.
we cannot forget that, you know, first of all, it's going to take a very long time because of the amount of incineration, and it'll be very difficult to understand just how many people were killed because of the intensity of the fire. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, you had people jumping in the ocean to save their lives because they did not set off the sirens to warn people that of the natural disaster, the tragedy.
Well, the arteries to the highway, you know, to get out of town were all blocked off. They only had one exit, which is that entrance there off of, you know, to Front Street and the freeway. And so that was it, which is a two-lane road. And there was no emergency personnel, no police helping people evacuate from there. It was bumper to bumper. And so eventually it got to a point where the people were just trapped, Megan, and they had a choice, you know, to jump in the water. And that's why there's still, you know, I heard a report that they had retrieved something like 184 bodies that had, you know, come to shore there. I think it was Lanai or Molokai, one of the two islands there.
Well, and I hadn't heard that report, so thank you. But, you know, there will be many people that were never found that were swept to sea because the sea was very tumultuous all day. It was very tumultuous because of the effects of the hurricane off the shore. I think it was like about 50, 80 miles, something like that, offshore. So there will be no death count there when the bodies cannot be recovered. But I got to tell you, Bill, you know, I've gone to Hawaii quite a few times in my life, and that was, probably my sixth trip to Maui. Hadn't been there in 10 years. One of the first things I said when I got back to the mainland is I will never go back to Hawaii because there was absolutely no emergency preparedness, number one.
Right.
And number two, in relation to that, there was no proper emergency response.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if there's a natural disaster, which, you know, you're on an island, okay,
that's
and
right.
You know, you might have a volcano erupt, you might have a hurricane, a tsunami, you're SOL. You are on your own.
Exactly. At your own risk. And that's probably the asterisk that's going to be associated with travel to Hawaii because they were so exposed and irresponsible in their emergency services. I mean, it's bad enough that they put the local people at risk and what they did there. I mean, it's not even one thing that I can say. And you know, Megan, my daughter, her family lives there. There's not one thing in terms of the government and the bureaucracy there on the islands that you could say worked effectively. I'm sorry. I cannot cite one thing. The only thing I can talk about that worked in a positive manner were the people themselves, the local people coming together as they do naturally as a ohana, a family dynamic, and all helping each other. I mean, you've got people getting boats going down to the other side, and then you've got FEMA getting in the way and telling them that they can't pick up and deliver. Are you kidding me? I mean, you got stories like this. This is just incomprehensible. The way this is being manhandled and the added danger and pain that they are causing the people there. And then, of course, then you get Joe Biden, who's got about as much empathy as an eraser, you know, there that supposedly is what, comforting the people? How? I mean, you can't blame them for, you know, putting up the signs telling Joe to go home.
Right. And one thing I have to add that, you know, people may not have heard, but you know, I pretty much live part time in a remote area. I live in the mountains, northern Nevada. It's not off the grid, but with living in the mountains comes certain preparedness requirements. you know, wildfire evacuations. We have drills. Oftentimes, and we get a ton of snow up here, so oftentimes our power will go out just continually, right, because of the snow on the wires or the winds or what have you. Well, when the power goes out up here, what happens is that the local hotel that's in town has a generator. And everyone in town that needs shelter or needs power goes to the hotel, and the hotel is able to provide it. Mm-hmm. Not one hotel.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're talking with Pastor Mike Signorelli. He's the lead pastor of V1 Church, a church that, you know, people are talking about. And especially people who are in the flow of the know and understanding that there are bonfires of revival that are taking place. And I know with all humility, you know, Mike would tell you that, yes, there is a movement of God that's happening in New York and his other satellite churches as well, which is a sign of, I believe, of God's approval and his sanctification upon, Mike and the staff and others who are participating in this. And you're going to learn more about what's going on in this this movement of God, this hand of God, how it is moving in this. It's becoming it's a Fathom event. So there's a movie that will be shown nationally one night only right now. It's reserved for October the 24th. And as all Fathom events should go, Mike, we know that when the response is there, you know, Fathom's in the business to make money. And if people come out and they want to see the movie, they will extend days and they will extend movie houses in order to get it out there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the best way to show that we're ready for revival is to flood the movie theaters on October 24th. And what I've been telling everybody is, you know, you have friends and family members that simply will not go to a church right now. And God has opened up an opportunity to invite them to the movie theater. And I believe it's going to be a Holy Spirit hijacking where they're going to be sitting in a movie theater. And I've been calling it a tabernacle in the wilderness. Because there may not be stained glass windows or a cross in the room, but on that movie screen is going to be the works of God that are happening today. You know, this is a documentary. So we captured things on film that as they happen, and I believe it's going to open your friends and family members' hearts up to the gospel, and their lives going to be changed right there in the theater October 24th.
Well, revival is contagious, isn't it?
It is.
You can't see with your eyes and just sit there and go, it demands a decision. When you are in the presence of revival, you got to make a choice, don't you?
You do. And here's the thing. I used to be an atheist, and I even directed this film from the perspective of, you know, somebody sitting in the seat filled with doubt, you know, not believing. And I really put a movie together. I gave voice to many other men and women of God across this country that are doing amazing things for God through revival. And then we show the footage of, you know, people canceling suicides across America. So really this documentary, The Domino Revival, shows all of the events that me and others did post-pandemic. And, you know, right now Gen Z is really struggling with mental health and suicide is on the rise. And yet everywhere I showed up across the country, I would say, who wants to surrender their life completely to Christ but also cancel your suicide? And you just see people coming forward. And so it demanded a response. But here's the good news. Not only did we capture that on film, but it's going to happen again in movie theaters. Because even in the film, we're giving people an opportunity. So we're going to confront, you know, the mental health issues of the day. We're going to confront addiction. We had many people across the revival tours that we filmed literally flood the stages with all kinds of paraphernalia and drugs. And they said, you know, I'm a multi-generational drug addict, but it stops with me. It might have ran in my family, but it runs out with me. And we show that. But then also in the film, we're going to say, okay, are you ready, you know, in the theater to give up your addiction and to break that through the power of Christ? And it's going to be an amazing day.
Wow. I can't wait. And of course, you're not waiting for the movie. And there's other churches like yours that aren't waiting for the movie, because the fact of the matter is people are committing suicide at record numbers. The recent numbers came out, almost 50,000 last year. Mike, young people, families that will be forever affected, you know, because of the loss of a loved one due to, Satan having his way with our culture right now, because we have stubbornly stepped away from God. And we're reaping the consequences. You know, Jonathan Cahn's great book, The Return of the Gods, is quite revealing. to help us understand that it is a spiritual battle that we're dealing with. This isn't something that you can just do on your own. You've got to be spiritually armored up. You've got to have the weaponry for a spiritual battle that coincides with, you know, the war that we're in. So you can't do it with the things of man. You have to employ the things of God. And this is why so many people are so frustrated and going, Bill, I've tried this, Mike, I've tried this forever. Well, because you're trying to do it on your own. It's not, you know, these things are bigger than us. And this is why God sent his son, Jesus, so that we would be empowered and also left behind the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is here to guide us in this time, and if it is his will that there would be a revival of revivals. I've been praying for a long time that, America, the world would experience kind of a Nineveh moment, Mike, a time of repentance where we would all realize, what we have done and what we're doing to our society and our cultures. Right now, at this very moment, children continue to be aborted. Young children are being chemically castrated and alterated because of the modern thought and the expression and the free will of Satan running amok throughout our culture, throughout our country, in our cities, and in our families. And we've got to do something to stop it. And the way that we can is when we come alongside and we partner with God and we say yes to God and let him do his almighty, powerful work, right?
That's it. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power to be witnesses. And we are empowered. We're the hands and feet of Jesus. A lot of Christians are twiddling their thumbs, just expecting God to directly do it, but they don't understand we've been empowered by God to do it. And so it's time to step into that. Like you said, a lot of people think that these are modern problems, that these are new problems, but really these are ancient demons that are, I just got back from Rome, Italy. I did a tour retracing the steps of the Apostle Paul from Sicily all the way up to Rome. And when you look at what they did in their society, it mirrors the same thing that we're dealing with now. Rampant sexual perversion, like you said, abortion. These are the same things, and they repeat across cultures because it's the same ancient demons, the same ancient foe. But we are empowered. Like Paul said, we take every thought captive. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So this movie, imagine all the other trash that's in movie theaters that's literally enforcing the doctrines of these demons. And yet on October 24th, we get an opportunity to proclaim the gospel on thousands of screens in theaters across America. That's pulling down strongholds, if you ask me. And so emphasize enough, we got to do this.
Well, again, fathomevents.com, that's where you want to go to. Get your tickets. Get your tickets not only for yourself, but for your friends and neighbors, because this is the moment, just like the men of faith who took their friend, and they couldn't get through the crowd of people, but they took their friend and opened up an opening in the roof in order to bring their friend into the presence of Christ. Maybe that's that kind of moment for you, that you got to break through the rooftop and bring your loved one, bring a family member, whoever it is that God has placed on your heart, and get them in front of this movie and let God do the work, okay? We have certain responsibilities to do, but it's the Holy Spirit and God himself that says, you know what? Hey, I'll do the heavy lifting. You just do the easy stuff, right, Mike?
Yeah, all he needs is a yes. And if you give him a yes, he'll empower you and you'll step all the way in.
Well, Mike, 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize and again do a final invitation to get people to go there one night only on October the 24th. Go ahead.
October 24th, I would impress upon you, don't wait to get your tickets a day of. Some of you can be radically generous. Buy 20 tickets and hand them out at your work.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. Till you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death, as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet play a survival guide to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos Party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, we've got the conservative satirical minds behind the viral sensation, the Babylon Bee. They're back with a new book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Gender. Because we need one, right? The comprehensive handbook to men, women, and millions of new genders we just made up. Yeah, it's. I don't mean to necessarily be insulting, but you know, come on, you got to lighten up just a little bit. Joel Berry joins us now. He is the author himself of said book, co-author, and so we've got him here with us now. Joel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, we're having all kinds of fun with you yesterday talking about, Hurricane Hillary wiping out 30,000 emails. Very funny.
that was a real gift to us. Those were some easy jokes. As soon as we saw that the hurricane was named Hillary, we're like, all right, this is going to be an easy couple days for us here.
Yeah. Well, we'll take the easy ones when we can. Sure. Regardless, as I've been saying to the audience, Joel, we need you. We need to have some satire and levity in the midst of just how serious this country has become. I mean, the presidential campaign is off and rolling. We got a debate happening, a presidential candidate saying, look, I don't need to be there. And everybody has an opinion about, how that stands. You've got these politicals that are, banging their swords together and talking about the 14th Amendment. I mean, short of, assassination, they want to do everything they can to take this guy out.
Yeah, well, you're right in that it is very grave right now. And if you focus on things that way, it can be really bad for you. You know, it makes mm-hmm. you, it can make you a really worried and upset and agitated person. You know, there's a lot to be agitated about. And you're right. We need the laughter, not just because it's good for the soul, but it's a potent weapon, political drama as well. It's, you know, laughter, ridicule, satire. Sometimes when, you know, the news media organizations have failed us, a lot of our leaders have failed us. Sometimes, satire is kind of all we have left. It's our most potent means of getting the truth out there. And that's kind of been the secret to our success up to this point.
You know, the way I look at it, you know, the Bible says laughter is good medicine. It brings us to center. It centers us, right?
Yes.
And then you realize, you go, oh, my gosh, what an idiot. I've taken myself too seriously. If you have a moment to do that, I mean, some people just are in their stubbornness. They're just going to insist. Well, you know, those are the kind of people you just want to stay away from. And you don't want to necessarily invite them to Friday night dinner, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's true. And you know, the other thing is that I think the right and you know, Christians as well kind of have some catching up to do with this, because the left has kind of been the dominant voice in comedy for a very, very long time. And I think the thing that makes us unique is that, you know, we're not doing comedy from a nihilistic perspective. We're not just deconstructing things and showing how absurd everything is. There's this hope at the center of our worldview that gives us kind of a joy or a cheer that's very hard to find. You know, a joy or a cheer that exhibits itself even in tragedy and difficult political climates and things like that. And so I hope that translates in the jokes that we tell, and I hope it's encouraging to people.
Well, it does, Joel. Let me say, you know, for a party of one and millions of our audience members, hopefully they agree with me as well, that you are a breath of fresh air. And, you know, when you think back, at least when I was a kid growing up, we had the likes of Red Skelton and, Bob Hope and others that didn't necessarily have to resort to language, you know, cheap language. Because, you know, then the modern era of comedians who came up, you know, these liberal comedians, and you can tell whenever they panic. Because whenever they panicked, the F word came flying out. That was their crutch, right?
That's right. And that's what's so funny and ironic about what has happened to the Bee. I think the Bee has gained this reputation as being these really edgy, you know, satire writers that kind of say the thing that you're not supposed to say. And we don't cuss at all. I mean, it's really. we're hard pressed to get the you know the word heck into a headline. You know, we're these straight arrow kind of boring Christian boys, I think it's funny that we've kind of garnered this reputation as being these edgy guys that really we're just speaking common sense, and that's kind of the ironic tragedy about it, is that common sense has become edgy.
Well, you know, exactly, and it's like the truth has not become, you know, the truth is no longer a defense, it's an offense. I mean, this is the culture that we're in right now. You know, what I've always appreciated about the Bee and what you guys have done is that, in a sense, you're kind of, you've kind of picked up the mantle of a Will Rogers, so to speak. I don't know if that was your intent, but I've always thought that we needed to have a Will Rogers, and I see the Bee as kind of filling that void, because voids, you know, they just cannot exist. Something needs to fill them. And thank God for you guys to be there and to bring that, you know, bring that forth. Because, again, I think it helps center us. Because even in our faith, in our best moments of Christian faith, we can be influenced by the pulverization of the mainstream media and how they've taken over. I mean, at every turn, whether we're talking social media canceling you for no apparent reason and for craziness, because somehow, you know, we have to surrender to the WHO, because the WHO is so brilliant, because they got everything right during COVID, right? And I've been put in YouTube jail several times now, because, you know, somehow it's just the natural flow of a conversation will bring this, you know, bring this up. But now I have to be careful, because I think that, you know, one more offense with YouTube and I'm going to be in, I'll be at Guantanamo for the rest of my broadcasting life.
Yeah, well, it's weird, because we didn't really have that intent to fill this void or kind of pick up the mantle of anybody. We really were just kind of guys who are trying to call things like we saw them and say things that we thought were funny. And I think, you know, like you said, nature abhors a vacuum, and there's, I think God kind of orchestrated it, things for kind of such a time as this. And I do hope that other people kind of pick up that mantle as well. You know, there are a lot of really unique and creative comedic voices out there on the right in the Christian world.
Exactly.
And I hope that this spreads. I hope it grows, and I hope it gives people courage to say what they want to say as well.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Joel. How did you guys come together?
We were started by a guy named Adam Ford. This was back in 2016. He was an atheist. He became a Christian, and he was a big fan of The Onion. So if you're familiar with The Onion,
yes, right, mm-hmm. Yeah,
they do the dry AP News style satire, and he kind of thought, why aren't Christians doing this? We should be doing this, and he started this little thing, and it was kind of an overnight success. We started really mostly telling church humor, church jokes. There were some political jokes in there as well, but I think within 1 or 2 weeks we had articles going viral. Kyle Mann, who's our editor in chief now, he was a big fan and came on as an early writer. I came on later in around 2019, again just as a fan myself, and pretty much all of our writers now are people who started as just diehard Babylon Bee fans, emailing us headline ideas, and that's kind of cool. It's been an organic growth, just fans of the Bee, lovers of the Bee, coming together and making more content.
Yeah, isn't that cool? When people are engaged and there's, hey, what about this? And you get, and that just spurs more and more ideas. So the Bee involves more than just the people within the four walls of your location, right?
Absolutely. I go to church every Sunday, and I have people coming up to me after church, whether it's the pastor or worship leader. Hey, I have an idea for you. You know, and it's funny. As soon as people find out you work for the Bee, everyone has an idea, something that they've been thinking about, funny thought rolling around in their head that they want to get out.
And it's amazing what that will do and how it will distract you. So then you got to tell the people, pay attention. The pastor's giving a great sermon. Talk to me later. Right?
Yeah, I struggle with it too sometimes. Sometimes I'm listening to the sermon and something in the sermon.
And it triggers.
Babylon Bee headline idea, and I'm writing it down and my wife's elbowing me, you know.
I know, I get that. I find myself doing the same thing. It's just, you know, because how many times you get a moment, you know, of an idea and it's gone. And we've been trained that if you don't write, I don't care, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, an idea comes up, I got a pad of paper and a pen next to me for that
very
reason, right?
That's right.
And then those ideas that keep you awake beyond that is just so disturbing. We've got more from Joel Berry. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Joel Berry. He and Kyle Mann, the quick-witted satirists, have come together with a new book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Gender, a comprehensive handbook to men, women, and millions of new genders we just made up. I mean, it's only fitting that it is a comprehensive handbook, right?
Yeah, well, the sad thing is that we've already written the book, and I think they've invented a bunch of new genders already, so it's already out of date, but we did our best.
Yeah, how do you keep up with it? I mean, I'm from California. I live now in Florida, where normal still exists, and some universities there have over 100, you know, gender options. I mean, it's tough enough, you know. Getting by with two, that's the thing that used to blow me away. You know, you'd read about, you know, King Solomon and all the women that he had in his life, concubines, marriages, and stuff like that. What are you nuts? What are you thinking about, you know? Right?
Yeah, it's wild. And it has to end somewhere. At some point, you know, once we get to, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, I don't know where it goes from there. I mean, what they've essentially done is they've taken different personality types and they've sexualized them. You know, everything
exactly.
is sexual now, and it has a gender. You know, and so.
But how do you match up though, Joel? I mean, I got to go through 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 different options to figure out if you're a match. Is that what we do?
Yeah. Well, in the book, we break it all down for you. We have a nice little guide to help you choose.
Oh, thank God.
And. Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to make sure that that our readers are well informed. We want to make sure that they've picked the correct gender for themselves, and while also with the caveat that you can change your gender at any time. I mean, from one day to the next.
Well, those fluid characters drive you nuts. They're like chameleons.
That's right.
It's kind of like being married anyway. When you're married, you know you wake up, you're not sure what you're waking up to.
Who am I married to today? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's nothing new, right? There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said. And so, we've been living with fluidity for quite a while, for those of us who've been.
Yeah, well, like you said, there's nothing new under the sun. I think it all boils down to really kind of this worldview that, you are your own God. No one else will define who you are but you. You call the shots, you define, who you are inside, and that's really it. That's just that philosophy working out in kind of the modern world. We had a lot of fun with this book. When you read our articles on our website, you're seeing us really at our most restrained. whereas with these books, we kind of just get to go crazy. We had a lot of fun just being absolutely silly. And giving this whole gender ideology all the respect it deserves, which is none.
Right, exactly. Well, I just want to give the audience a warning here. Joel's at the airport. He's getting ready to be thrown on a plane any moment. So if we lose him here in mid-sentence, you understand why. It's not that he's been raptured, so don't get concerned. It's just that he's getting on a plane, and so we have a limited amount of time with him. So the book is available now, right?
Yep, it's available for pre-order. We definitely encourage people to pre-order if they can on Amazon. You'll get it day one if you pre-order. Last book we wrote, they ran out of books. It was a bestseller. Mm-hmm. They ran out of books after the first couple weeks, and a lot of people had to wait. So if you want a copy on day one, make sure and pre-order. That really helps.
And, of course, this is the third installment of this best-selling guidebook series. So you guys are having quite the exercise, with all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Our first one was The Guide to Wokeness. Last year, we published The Guide to Democracy. This year is The Guide to Gender. By the end of my career, hopefully you will have everything that you need to live life properly from all of our guides that we will have written.
Yeah, we're gonna have to create our own Dewey Decimal System. Remember that, in order to stay on track of all the books that you're creating for us and all the wisdom that you're imparting upon we the people. It's interesting you say that we get to this point where we think we are our own gods, and it's interesting and quite ironic that I find that the loneliness factor, how that has increased all the more, and that comes with being your own god. I mean, it's pretty lonely when you are your own self declared god.
That's true.
You find yourself an island unto yourself and without interaction, I find.
It's true. Well, narcissism is really one of the most antichrist things. It's the original sin.
Exactly.
Said that I'm going to be like the Most High, and God Himself, the God that we worship, is a community to Himself. He's a Trinity, and I think there's a lot to be learned about that, and how we are to live our lives, how we're to interact with others, how we're to look at our fellow man. Narcissism, self-centeredness, self-worship is not the way.
And it is a forever battle, as you said, goes back to the garden. And there it was, but for the wrong choice that our original parents made, here we are.
Yeah.
Dealing with this deal today. But God, in His grace and mercy, sent a solution. And, to get us through so that we could all be home, and we'll be hanging with the B-boys there on the streets of gold, having all kinds of fun, just, enjoying everything. And, of course, we'll probably... Yeah, but, the thing is, Joel, you can't make fun of Jesus, though. I just want you to know, all right?
that's one of our no-goes. Most comedians, they say they'll go anywhere. No subject is too far. When it comes to blasphemy, things like that, we draw the line there.
We draw the line. Yeah, exactly. I'm just kidding. Obviously, we're going to make fun of Jesus, but I think we could make fun of Peter though. Peter could be. Have all kinds with the apostles, huh? Why not?
Poor Peter will have a good laugh at his expense, I'm sure.
Yeah, and even Moses, a couple times, what were you thinking, just for fun, but here he is, chosen by God to do this. What a responsibility, right?
Sometimes I wonder if the saints in heaven get to see some of these headlines we write about. I hope they do.
Yeah, there's probably, there could be a corner reserved, for the lighthearted, and especially for those people who thought, I'm not sure I want to go to heaven. I don't like harps. I think floating on clouds, you'd get kind of bored after a while. I mean, their idea of heaven is so limited, right?
Oh yeah, I think it defies human description, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. And I think too, it's the center of our hope. You know, it's good to remember that in the end, our side wins. Our king is on the throne. We can kind of weather all these political storms and all the craziness and the tragedy, knowing that God's going to work it for His good and His glory. And we're just along for the ride. We do our duty. Yeah. We're faithful to Him. We tell a few jokes, and that's a good life.
Yeah, and appreciate those things that have quality, the legitimate versus the illegitimate, because that's what we're dealing with. All this other stuff is just noise, this too shall pass, but it's up to us to choose the eternal, right?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Okay, I know we're losing you here, and you got to. But so real quick, remind everybody how they can get their hands on the Babylon Bee Guide to the Gender Comprehensive Handbook to Men, Women, and Millions of New Genders. The next time, you got to make sure you read the book, because the next time Jolie's here, you're going to have a test, and we got to make sure, you know, because I have a red pen, and we're going to make sure you got all the right answers, right?
That's right. We got to make sure this is how you prove you're a good person. You have to pass the gender ideology test.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can pick it up at Amazon. Pre-order is what we recommend. It will be available on our website at thebabylonbee.com soon after it comes out, maybe a few weeks after it comes out. But if you want to get it early, pre-order it on Amazon, and then it'll be available wherever books are sold.
Well, Joel Berry, get on the plane. Make sure you got the right seat and that you can get your luggage put away without, you know, at least having some overhead space available, because I know how those planes can pack up pretty quick. So fly safe, my friend, and look forward to being in touch with you down the road, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. Joel Berry, Babylon Bee author, and he and Kyle Mann, boy, what a great book that they have put together, The Guide to Gender, in a time when we need a guide to gender. I don't know about you. I mean, it's just, you know, not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but come on, give me a break here. All of a sudden, you know, they've decided they know better than God Himself, who said He created them men and women. And so it's refreshing, as I said, to, you know, kind of laugh and bring ourselves back to center. You know, and however that means for you, you know, we often talk in terms of returning to first principles. And these first principles are vital, like anything that you do in life, you know, whether it has to do with marriage, family, you know, raising a child. You know, what are those first dynamic and most important principles that we need to refer to when we lose our way? Because we will lose our way, you know, because that is the nature of man. But we need to know, and what happens when we lose our way, it becomes so hurtful and painful and confusing that we kind of lose sight, because sometimes it depends on how long it's been since you've lost your way, right? To get back to center, to get back to first principles. So you want to keep first principles always, I say, in the, you know, right there in the windshield as you go forward, so that you maintain a focus on, you know, where you're going, and as a reminder, a constant reminder, because that's our minds. You know, we need to be reminded. You know, that's why in the Bible, I think for every day of the year, there is that term or some form of the term to remember. Because as humanoids, we're very likely to forget, sadly. But look, there's no need for us to be, you know, the result of, you know, a life of human carnage and wreckage. That after everything is all said and done, that, you know, hopefully, whether it's our families, our society, our culture, that we have contributed to, you know, a better state and all those critical issues, those important building blocks of life, right? Hey, as much as it would count on any one of us. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. Got a great show planned for you for tomorrow, as always. So stay tuned, you know, because we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Thanks for being with us. Take care.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
You've seen